From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, the truth of the matter is, my birthday is on December the 21st. And I tell you that my birthday is on December the 21st because that gives you ample time to find a nice gift for me for my birthday. Because I will turn 52. And at 52, there's just not a whole lot of things that I need. Except maybe, I don't know, a Porsche 911. Or, I don't really need that. I need a nice trip somewhere with Allison would be nice. That might be something I need. But the one thing that I'm discovering as I get older is that I need balance. And if you know anything about this church, what we've done to it in the last couple of years is create balance. And so this little piece of linen and lace needs to be about an inch and a half from here. And this piece, this side needs to be an inch and a half from there. And so in the rush from the changing of the services into the five, sometimes that is out of balance. And now you all know I have OCD. I tell you that my birthday is on December the 21st because December 21st is also the architect's patron saint of architects day. And the patron saint of architects is Thomas. Saint Thomas, who you just heard about in the story that I read you. And how I know that is not because my birthday happens to be on December 21st. I found that out because I spent a lot of time with architects in 2011 and 12 talking about the space that you are in right now and how to create balance in this room. There's lots about this room that you aren't aware of that is creating balance for you right now. If you'll look up past the rafters into the ceiling, you will see a bunch of rectangles. Those rectangles are the same proportion as the entire room that you are in, from the exit sign all the way to the window. And what we worked on is a thing called the golden mean, which I didn't know what that was. But that's a way to break up the room. So the archway is actually 25% of the room, and this space is 75% of the room, creating a sense of balance for you. If you were to stand at the exit sign and look at the pitch of the arch, you will know that it is exactly at the same pitch as all of the beams and matches all the way to the pitch of the window. So everything up above you is balanced, matching the balance of the rectangles in the ceiling, matching the pitch of all of the beams, matching the pitch of the window in the balcony. All of it is in line. It's even crazier than that. If you stand in the smaller arch and look all the way through the door into the what we call the narthex foyer, there is a lamp that is positioned exactly in the center of the pitch of the smaller arches on either side of you. So the balance actually goes out of the space to give you a sense of balance as you come in. I will tell you how I knew things were holy and weird is in that the glass in the window was made in Germany. The wooden frame of the window was made in Tennessee. And the contractor, Tellefson, cut the hole that you see where the window would go. Germany, Tennessee, and Houston. And when we came to put the frame in, it fit perfectly. When we came to put the glass in, it fit perfectly. The entire room is about balance. And St. Thomas, the patron saint of architects, who's called the twin, could be the patron saint of balance. And what's going on, and what we're doing in this celebration of Easter, is that God has rebalanced the world, or us, and death and life are put in proportion to each other. We need to fear neither one. We do not need to be afraid to die, and we do not need to be afraid to live, because what has happened for us in Easter is a holy balance. The architecture of the universe has been set right, and that is what we proclaim. Jesus does a very interesting thing in the story that I read you. He does a creepy thing. He arrives through a locked door. Creepy. But then he does a peculiar thing. He breathes on the disciples. Literally, and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That is an incredible moment that sounds an awful lot like creation when God breathed life into Adam. Again, some balancing. Life has been breathed into us, into those first apostles who were in that locked room when Jesus appears and does that thing. Peace be with you. But one was missing, Thomas, and he had to touch Jesus in order to believe. So Jesus let him touch him in the next visit when he says the same thing, "Peace be with you. If you need to touch me," it's a little creepy, Thomas, "but you may." here, here, here. And then there's the part that's about you, even though you don't know it. Blessed are the ones who have not seen and have come to believe. And that's you, and that's me. We have come to believe. We are the blessed ones. We have come to believe that through Jesus, a holy architecture takes place inside of us in such a profound way that our lives are rebalanced and made new, and we have life in Jesus. We proclaim a peculiar thing that Jesus has breathed onto the holy apostles throughout the ages, and we are now the receivers of that holy breath. We are reborn. We are made new. We are ready. There were people before you and me in 1939 who thought this space up. And each generation has come in here to try and create balance in the room so that we have a chance to find balance in our lives so that we can leave this place and help rebalance the world. Not a small order. So, I hope that you can leave here tonight and know you are the blessed ones. You are the ones who have come to believe, and the only thing you've seen is actually with your ears. You have heard and come to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah. And you have life in His name. Amen.
I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.